Former Highlands County Citrus Extension agent Tim Herner guest hosted a grower forum in Sebring this week. In this interview, he addresses issues discussed by the growers. I heard some folks talking about the need for a psyllid post-bloom spray this year.
Yeah, that's become a big issue. And we've looked at the psyllid numbers over the cumulative year. This is a critical time, and it's brought up this morning that May is the next critical time, and that their growers are trying to plan for that. It's something they snuck up on in the last couple of years, but now in May are important in getting this psyllid managed. But also important that psyllid numbers totally in those management areas, effectively working with the CHIMA programs, numbers are down significantly. And as I pointed out, some of the counts are as low as 0.00 something. And that's a great testimony to preventing the spread of HLB.
We heard that post-bloom fruit drop is a little bit of a problem, not a little bit, a major problem for some growers.
That's exactly right. Now, we didn't anticipate that last year because we've gotten in a trap of thinking about all the other things that we're impacted by. But last year we had the perfect conditions for the post-bloom fruit drop to be a problem, and it was. And if you got buttons out there, you're going to have that problem this year because the weather conditions are just ideal for the moisture and temperature to have another siege this year. So if you've not planned for a spray to prevent that, you need to do that now.
We had several people talk about the pH levels of soil and water and the importance of that for root health.
Yeah, and this is something that's a work in progress. We're trying to manage the pH levels. This bicarbonate thing is important, and yet it's not a perfect science yet. And growers obviously are trying to figure out both from the effectiveness of the acidification as well as the cost.
What are some other big issues that you heard discussed this morning?
Well, I think it's just sharing information that they not only heard something said this morning, but it gives them a person they can follow up with, especially some of the smaller growers that don't have as much opportunity to look at some of these new ideas and make them work.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.